Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Each and every show, we teed up with our pals from Talk Radio News, and we got Justin Duckham with us this time around. Justin, the House panel pushed the, as you told us, the big buzzword in Washington, D.C., Cromnibus spending package forward. So what does this mean? What's left?
Well, it still needs to pass through the Senate. What we saw happen today was it moved forward through an influential House committee, the Rules Committee, and after that, it's going to have to go to the Senate. According to Barbara Mikulski, who is in charge of the Senate Appropriations Committee, she said that this was likely going to pass on Thursday night, which would mean that we would just barely avoid that sort of a deadline that we've been looking at for a government shutdown, which is, frankly, pretty good news for all Americans.
There you go. There was a big hearing once again on Benghazi, and they want Hillary Clinton to talk. Do you think that that's, you know, like hoping that when we throw pennies in the water, they'll turn into gold?
I think it probably is. You know, she's no longer a, public figure in the sense that she's not on the government payroll anymore. It's going to take some extra steps in order to try to, coerce her to testify before the committee. And frankly, I don't really see why she would want to, since the last time she did it, which was in the final days of Secretary of State, she was, subjected to some pretty harsh treatment. Ended up saying some things that I think she probably regrets, because that's probably going to end up on some 2015, campaign videos wherein she said, what difference does it make over the circumstances surrounding Benghazi? So I think trying to get her to come willingly before the committee is going to be pretty hard. And I think trying to make the case that she is somebody who is absolutely necessary to appear before the committee as well is going to be pretty hard as well, considering that there's been a number of reports now issued by the House that have not named her as a kind of key criminal figure of this, and the basic sentiment at this point that a lot of her involvement may sort of be a non-issue in terms of what actually happened that night.
Yeah, there you go. Jumping to something different, because this is like the third rail. When you say anything about guns or gun control, especially in talk radio, phone lines blow up. So let's blow up some phone lines. Nancy Pelosi says we have to do it because, this piggybacks off this poll that shows that support for gun rights are on the rise. And then Nancy Pelosi saying, listen, we have to do this. We have got to focus on this background check bill. What are the chances of anything happening with that? I doubt this year, but pushing it into next year.
Not much, frankly. We saw a lot of the polling sort of shift after Newtown, and, frankly, she made those remarks, at an event honoring the anniversary of that, tragic, occurrence. And, frankly, we've seen a situation in the Senate where we've had bipartisan support for, background checks that had, pretty popular support in the larger scheme of things. This was by Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, as well as Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, a, Democrat, albeit a conservative one. And that ended up not really going anywhere in the Senate. And, expecting there to be any kind of movement once the Republicans take control is, pretty, that takes a special kind of optimistic thinking on behalf of Democrats.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Some of you might be listening to us and feel as though you are sliding underwater. We talked about the storm that was predicted to smash into the West Coast and also what was happening in the East Coast. But I'll tell you what, in San Francisco, boy, oh, boy, I have a couple of friends that are there, and they say it is a sight to behold. That when they said it was the mother load of storms, meaning the weather people, no kidding. The weather people absolutely were on target. It is that bad where you have a lot of houses. We're talking about trying to get in the front door, putting up barricades. In San Francisco, schools were shut down. Shops had to really barricade their windows and do whatever they could to protect any of it. They got 4 inches in the city. 4 inches in the city. And we're talking about a place where they're suffering from a drought. And somebody called it, somebody said it was kind of like a hurricane force wind blew into town and smashed you in the face with rain. Probably a good way to describe it if you've ever been in a hurricane. That's what it, a hurricane is, a weird animal. When you, if you're deep into it, in the eye of the hurricane, or what happens afterwards, and the, of course the destruction. And here was the winds, I think, that really rattled a lot of people, but the rainfall too, so significant that it's being called an atmospheric river, taking things off the lawn, taking them inside, something unheard of in Northern California. I mean, just absolutely unheard of. It's that bad, where you could see water trying to ride up the side of certain embankments, and rivers are now 250 to 400 miles wide, and they're split off, almost like a tributary. If you ever, if many of you live near a river, you know what I'm talking about. And actually seeing that, seeing how the earth has been moved, is a crazy, crazy, crazy thing in places where they don't normally have that. But it's filling up the water reservoirs. And with the drought, that part of it is great, because they haven't had that kind of rain. And I'll tell you what, that is California for you in a nutshell. 4 inches in the city, 8 inches in the hills. Because remember, you have all those suburbs that are just outside of the city, and they're really getting slammed. So, like I said, schools had to be shut down. I mean, if you're closing schools, as all of you know, who live in the Midwest and deal with massive amounts of snow, it's pretty serious. They want to risk any kind of injuries, school bus problems, mishaps with parents trying to drop off kids, any of that kind of stuff. And it's not something they're used to, because California is the most drought-stricken state in the country right now. While Texas has suffered through, and other places in the West especially have, California is the worst. And in Oregon, I know some of you are listening to us in the great state of Oregon. A guy named Jumpin sent me a picture today, and the winds were bending back the trees. And we're not talking palm trees. 80 miles northwest of Portland, I mean, blustery is probably a kind word to use. Incredible winds. I mean, they're even saying at one point somebody clocked them at 115 miles an hour. 115 miles? I mean, that seems a little excessive to me. I want to see the clock that nailed that 115, but I'm buying it because of what I saw, because of that picture. And then on the East Coast, I know a bunch of you are listening to me in New Jersey and in New York, in Maryland, and they've got a nor'easter. So it's the same thing. It's kind of like a water sprinkler that's just not shutting off. It's cold, chilly rain, though. I mean, that chilly rain that's like ice that falls down on your face. I haven't been in one of those storms in a long time. And I'll just give you an example. In Maine, in a place called Greenville Junction, 6 to 10 inches, and they really believe it's going to top out closer to the 10 inches. And winds there about 60 miles an hour. Not a good umbrella day for a lot of us in the country, eh? Dick Cheney had something to say about all of the talk of torture in the CIA and what the White House knew or didn't know. That's next, Around the Bend, here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Reports full of crap, excuse me. I said hooey yesterday, let me use the real word. What are we supposed to do? Kiss him on both cheeks and say, please, please, tell us what you know. Of course not. We did exactly what needed to be done in order to catch those who were guilty on 9/11 and to prevent a further attack.
Dick Cheney, former VP of the United States of America, says the report was a terrible, terrible mistake to release and a terrible piece of work. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you this holiday season. And tis the season to give. And we're giving big coming up on Thursday. Dick Cavett will be a guest on the show. Remember him? If you don't, Google him. And he wrote a book called Brief Encounters, Conversations, Magic Moments, and Assorted Hijinks. And the foreword in the book was done by none other than Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon says he called him the day he was going on the air to take over the Tonight Show. And he talks about the interesting conversation that they had. And the book is so, so funny. Even if you had no clue who Dick Cavett was, if you read it, you would just, I think, laugh out loud. Anyway, he's going to join us on the show. And then we have a few other surprises, too, as well. And also coming up this show in our second hour, last segment, Nail the Score. So here's the deal. It's like you and I went to Vegas and we're having a burger. The Keno card's in front of us. And we're only circling a couple of numbers. So here you're circling one team out of two and giving us the final score. What you think the final score of the game of the week in the NFL is going to be. And if you correctly nail it, Merry, Merry Christmas to you. You are a winner from America tonight. Plus, you have bragging rights. I always think bragging rights are kind of fun. And every time you call the show, I'll have to call you sir or Dom if you're a woman. Oh, the hijinks we have here on America tonight. So that's exactly what Dick Cheney's saying. He's sick of it. And one thing about Dick Cheney, whether you love, love, love Dick Cheney or you hate, hate, hate Dick Cheney, because he is one of those figures that is polarizing without a question. He doesn't care. You know, and I actually like that about Dick Cheney. It's like, you know, I don't care what you think. Here's what I think. And this is the way I see it. This is what we had to do. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, if we had to shake him upside down, we were going to shake him upside down. And we were going to make it happen. We were going to get the information that we needed. So a lot of the buzz over the torture is died down for 5 moments. But pretty much today, anywhere you went, I'm sure it was mentioned. So besides the weather, it's always about the weather. Of course, there was something about torture, too, and we're going to let you hear what Dianne Feinstein had to say, the longtime senator from California. She was, after all, the one who was the head, the committee chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee that released the document, 500 pages of it, by the way. There's 6,000 altogether, so they summarized it, so how about that? But Cheney says, look, this was just deeply flawed. I was there. And these techniques, these enhanced techniques, he was on Fox, and he was talking to Brett Baer, and he said that some of the controversial techniques had been used, tested, and produced results. And that was the idea. I mean, after all, we paid millions to those psychologists to actually tell us what to do, right? I think the big thing futuristically for me is what happens to the people overseas, and so far nothing, and that's a good thing. They're on high alert because there was a concern about the lives of Americans overseas in embassies, especially in the Middle East, but other places as well, as a result of the release of that report from the Senate Intelligence Committee. And Dianne Feinstein, who I said you'll hear at the top of the next hour, said in some cases the techniques were just torture. The president backed the decision to release the report. However, the second it came out, he's like, let's move forward. He made a quick comment or two about it, because remember, the enhanced techniques stopped after maybe the third day on the job for Obama. But the second it came out, it was like, okay, now we're over this. Let's move forward. Let's just get out of this. Let's move forward. And it's interesting, too, because as this is happening, not for nothing, but the bad boys in black, and you know who I'm talking about, ISIS, they're on the move again. They're on the move again, and the big concern is for this whole dirty bomb thing and whether or not they've got the uranium that they supposedly have to make it a reality, and the idea is to put that bomb somewhere in a Western country. Maybe if it's not anywhere near the United States, there have been reports of perhaps the UK right there somewhere in London. And a new poll that came out, you know, I am the poll princess, a new poll that came out found, and this is a Fox News poll, but it's similar to what a USA Today poll found, 81% of Americans expect ISIS to attack in the U.S. How sad is that? That I say, how sad is that? Because I have faith in the people who are doing their best to get the intelligence, but they certainly can't put a net over the United States. So if ISIS were to attack the U.S., would there be this massive conversation about the enhanced interrogation techniques? I don't think so. And this poll, we were talking about a 21-point margin, more a voter swing, you know, as far as the ISIS deal is concerned. I mean, 81% say they expect an attack. 48% think it's very likely. 48%. If an ISIS fighter were to be captured by the U.S., here's your question, your million-dollar question. Get the psychologist ready. Where would that prisoner be sent? Because remember, there's the push to close Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. The president wants to close it, and that would be his campaign promise capped, because in 2008, that's one of the things. As soon as all that torture stuff especially came out, what was being called torture, the enhanced techniques, that was one of the things the president was saying on the campaign trail, that Gitmo should be closed down. Even though 56% of voters, meaning Democrats too, by the way, and Republicans, who say they're registered that way anyway, they want to keep it open. So if there was an attack, where's this person going? Where is this person going to be sent? To stay in the United States? Crazy. And it's funny, you see the 81% margin versus other things like the president's approval rating. The president's approval rating, there's a 21-point difference there of disapprove and approve compared to what people are saying about the attacks. And anyway, is some of that top of mind? Is some of that because of the beheadings, which were horrific? That was a big story in 2014, a sad story, one that should never happen to parents of a reporter who goes over and tries to help people in Syria by reporting what's really going on, or a healthcare worker, somebody who's so moved when he's serving, he goes back to help people because he sees kids with blown off hands and feet and can't live with it and decides, I'm going to go back and help. Then he gets kidnapped and is beheaded as a result. Awful. I think that was one of the more tragic stories of the past year. And that it's pumped virally all over the internet for everybody to see. And then it becomes a question of cat and mouse, and how do you flush them out with the airstrikes? Then you talk about the coalition. My, oh, my. Brutal. At the top, we mentioned, by the way, about Benghazi and the fact that there was another hearing on Benghazi. So that drumbeat is still out there in the background. And as I mentioned to Justin Duckham, you think Hillary Clinton will testify again? And, of course, the answer to that is no, she's not going to do that, especially running for president. If anything, they want that story to go away because of her reaction, as he said, to one of the questions that she was asked. So security at the consulate in Benghazi was in massive disarray right before the 2012 attack, according to the State Department. That's what they're saying, that the security was described as an emergency just 3 hours before the assault that left those four Americans dead, including our ambassador. That's one of the things that was talked about. There were emails that suggested that the security contractor responsible for protecting the State Department of people there didn't even have a valid operating license. Well, for goodness sake, we knew that, and that's why they were desperately asking for backup. Coming up, it's about the numbers we can count. Next.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Let's talk about debt, shall we? Oh, yeah. End of the year, U.S. Treasury continuing to rake in your tax dollars at a record rate in November as the feds closed out the first 2 months of 2015 with $400 billion in the first 2 months of the fiscal year. How about that? But even with these record revenues, friends, the Treasury ran a deficit of $178 billion in October and November. Why? Well, because, you know, you're moving one column of numbers over into the other column of numbers. Because in October and November, the Treasury spent, well, the government spent $482.686 billion. Oh, those are such big numbers. It makes me want to play the lottery. Yep, the deficit is a nasty thing. Corporate income taxes brought in $12 billion over the 2 months. $12 billion. So there you have it. I saw something today about the safest cities in America, and I thought it would be fun to look at it. I went down, and I didn't guess any of the cities, so that just shows you what I know. I mean, I sort of did guess some of them, and I could look at maybe perhaps even some of the small towns that I've lived in. I've lived a lot of places in a very small amount of time since I hit the road, the journalist trail, when I got out of school. But check this out. The number of violent crimes across the United States is supposedly estimated to have dropped by 4.4% in 2013 from the year before. This is information released by the FBI. In all, the number of crimes declined by about 15% in the last 10 years. So we drop this into the bucket, and we look at the reduction in violent crime. We look at the increase in the GDP. We look at the decrease in unemployment, although I think that number's a lie because a lot of people are juggling a lot of jobs. But okay, I'll take it at face value for we can count. Across the country, 368 violent crimes were reported for every 100,000 people last year. That means murder, rape, assault, robbery, horrible, horrible things. In many of the safest cities, murder counts were extremely low. Nationwide, the FBI recorded 14,196 murders in 2013. I know this is a lot of numbers, isn't it? But it's we can count. 4.5 murders for every 100,000 people. Okay, so the safest cities, you ready for this? Ready to move? Naperville, Illinois. I've actually been there. It's a cute little town not far from Chicago. And this one will shock you. Irvine, California. I have been through there. And I've been to this town, actually, too. My brother got married not far from here. People in North Carolina are so nice. Cary, North Carolina. So how about that? There were fewer than 1,400 property crimes per 100,000 residents. So that's one of the things that they looked at. And those topped out the list as some of the safe places to live. But you know, they're small places, as you would assume, the bigger the population, all that kind of stuff. And a lot of this is gathered from the numbers from the Census Bureau and then the FBI and what they have to say about violent crimes and breaking it down. Cary, North Carolina is actually a really, really pretty place. It's just along the coastline. Of course, if there's any brutal hurricanes or weather, you're going to get you're going to get slammed with that weather. And when we were there, we got a little weather, and people were kind of boarding up a few things. So you do have to deal with that. If you want to live along the water and, you know, go up over the dunes and go to the beach. But it is a really, really pleasant place. I'm just throwing in my two cents, and I've actually been to all three of those places. All right, I said I like polls. So let's throw in another poll right in the middle of We Can Count. Half of Americans don't want their sons playing football. Are you shocked by this? Bloomberg, they did a politics poll that say, and it's politics poll, 50% of Americans say they wouldn't want their son to play the sport. Only 17% believe it'll grow in popularity in the next 20 years. Boy, oh boy, Roger Goodell must not like hearing that news. I'll say it again. Only 17% believe it'll grow in popularity in the next 20 years. Now, the one thing I can say is, and I'm a lover of the great game of football, you see a lot of people playing soccer. I'm not one of those believers that soccer is just going to explode beyond the boundaries. I'm not knocking soccer. I still don't feel that. I don't think that we're going to see that amazing shift, but, you know, perhaps there's something to that because we're hearing about all the head injuries, and that has people pretty nervous, parents nervous about concussions, and that's chasing, I think, some of the kids away from, or parents away from, their boys playing football. And speaking of the NFL owners Wednesday unanimously approved a revised personal conduct policy, and the commissioner announced it, Goodell. The new policy kicks in right now, and check this out. Here's the deal. The policy embraces the use of independent investigations, okay? To that end, what it means is the NFL would hire a special counsel for investigations and conduct and do the, they would conduct the initial discipline. That makes sense. They would also implement an element of leave and pay during the investigations of people charged with violent crimes. And the commissioner would maintain a role in the appeals process, but also could appoint a panel of independent experts to participate in deciding the appeal. So basically that means we're going to the outside world. So you can't blow it back on us. Now, the NFL Players Association released a statement saying they weren't happy at not being able to do any collective bargaining changes to the policy, saying that the union had been offered the professional courtesy of seeing the NFL's new personal conduct policy before it hit the presses, that they hadn't been. So that was wrong, that if they feel jilted by that, and that the unilateral decision and conduct is the only thing that has been consistent over the past few months. And see, here's the deal. There were so many incidents, there were so many scandals, namely seven big ones, and the Ray Rice one iced the cake, really topped everything, that's what started going down this road, of conduct. How are we going to do this? How are we going to come up with a policy? What is it that we need to do? And who are going to be these independent people in this flow chart? And what are we going to do? So this is interesting. It's a 9-member committee that oversees the new policy. And check out the 9-member committee. So this is the people you have on this committee. you wonder about this. I would question it if I was representing the players. Arthur Blank, who owns the Atlanta Falcons, Clark Hunt, Kansas City Chiefs, Dee Haslam, who's the wife of Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam, Robert McNair, owns the Houston Texans, Charlotte Anderson, the daughter of Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys executive VP, and George McCaskey from the Chicago Bears. Then, by the way, two former players with ownership stakes are going to serve on the committee, Orrick Dunn from the Falcons and John Stallworth from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ooh, I think they're going to have some problems with this. And all of this stems from what happened with Ray Rice and some of the crazy domestic violence things connected to NFL players. Some who were prosecuted, some who are waiting, some who are now waiting to see if they're even going to play in the league again. It's just that sticky, and I guess there was no doubt they had to go to an independent counsel, but the players not knowing that this was going to happen, I agree. That was a big mistake. Hey, here's our new policy, and you're going to get phone calls on this. And by the way, I suppose that's what happens, and that's how they knew it. But not informing them, duh. Don't you have to tell the people that you're going to do that to them? How about this $18 million worth of classic cars that were found in a 100-year-old French barn? Would that be stunning to open that barn, to be the person who flipped it open and saw this? I mean, think about that. So you heard the numbers I said there, and this is where we're ending. We can count. $18 million worth of classic cars. So in rural western France, 60 collectors' automobiles were tucked away. They were just tucked away in cast iron cages and underneath outbuildings. They had been rotting away for 50 years. So no one knew they were even there. They had no clue. So they're going to have to clean up some of the cars, but they're still absolutely amazing. And you talk about a find. Hello, Antiques Roadshow? Guess what I just found in the barn? I can't believe it. I mean, they found unbelievable cars. And I guess the collector was some French transportation mogul who went bankrupt or fell in some pretty hard times and had to sell some of the car collection in the 70s, but he couldn't sell all the cars, so he just tucked them away in the barn, and they were just forgotten about until someone came across the barn and opened it up. Surprise! Finders, keepers, and all of that. All right, that's it for We Can Count. Coming up, dumb things I shouldn't have done. We'll be right back.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
In one of those classic cars, picture this in your mind. We're making the final couple of turns here on this Hour of America tonight. One of my favorite things that we do here, and you have really caught on to this, is Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. It's in honor of our own Nathan Reeder, who has put that in the rearview mirror, but he had a little bit of a blunder that caused me to think we all have mishaps, some of them silly, some of them a little more serious. But we do have that in common, dumb things we shouldn't have done. On that note, let's go to it.
Dum, 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 dum.
Homeowners buy surge protectors to protect their possessions from unexpected surges of what? Electric current, water flow, air pressure, buyer's remorse.
I will say B, water flow, final answer. What?
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Oh, that was brilliance, pure brilliance. All right, this one from Will, who says, Kate, I love dumb things. I've really been sitting around in between the commercials with my buddies the last couple of weeks. We watched the Packers, and we've been talking about some of the stupid things that we've done. Some of them are not even airable. However, one of them is something that almost all of us have done at some point. I'll give you my version of it. So, getting a bunch of pizzas and putting them in the oven to keep them warm is an okay thing to do, right? And sometimes you want it to be a little warmer, so you turn the oven up. And then here's the thing. It's on a tray, and it's sitting there, it's sitting there, it's sitting there. You forget about it. You've had a couple of beers. You're eating pizza. You're serving pizza to your crew. And then you go in to get some more. And unfortunately, you know that little oven mitt thing that you women wear? Yeah, I don't really have those laying around. I thought a paper towel would work. Seems I turned up the oven too high, and oh yeah, that burn hurt for a long time. Cold water doesn't work. And then putting butter on it, I think I heard you say that one time on the air, didn't really help me much, so it was pretty dumb of me to stick my hand into a hot oven with no way to really protect it. That may be one of the dumbest things that we've heard, Will, in a very long time here on the show. Paper towel and a hot oven, yeah. You'd have to use the whole roll, and even then it probably wouldn't be enough, and how would you wrap that around your hands? You need to go and just go get a mitt. It's not unmasculine. Look, for goodness sake, guys are barbecuing and they wear giant mitts. They have masculine oven mitts. I know you can find them at Bed Bath & Beyond. I've seen plenty of man at Bed Bath & Beyond in the grill section. My advice is ask for it for Christmas. Hey, if you want some pizza, bring your own mitts. This one from Christopher, who says, "Hi, Kate, love the dumb." Oh, I got a plenty of dumb things to talk about. I guess this one is the biggest one. I was supposed to mail a bunch of books to back to from the school where I was to a friend of mine, and books that were needed for school, so kind of follow along. And I put all the books together, put them in the box, and then I promptly let it sit and sit and sit and sit. Well, turns out that I also, by then, had gotten another package from my mother, and I had a couple of boxes laying around, and they were ended up being closed up eventually, meaning they all kind of looked the same, you know, and had the tape over it. But I thought, well, I know which one this is. It was the first one I put in there, and I sent a bag of clothes my mother had sent me, mostly underwear and socks, to my pal who needed my textbooks. And you wouldn't believe the message that he left me. Dude, why are you sending me your drawers? So that was a dumb thing because I procrastinated, pushed it off into a corner, and just in a weird way forgot the boxes and just did an eeny, meeny, miny, moe and assumed I knew. Yeah, that's one of those things where, okay, so you sealed up the box. You know what? Too bad. You just got to cut it open when you don't know. It used to be back in the day of the checks. Have you ever done this where you were in a hurry? Because now, you know, everything you don't have to is online banking or there's other ways to pay. But some people still use checks. Have you ever done the thing where you wrote a check and you forgot if you signed it or you forgot if you filled it all the way out because your mind is all over the room and you're doing 15 different things? I probably ripped open many an envelope. But ripping open an envelope versus taking apart the top of a whole box, I get it. And I can understand how you would forget and assume you had the right one, but it is pretty funny. We move to this one from Roger. Where's all the women emailing us the dumb things that they've done? So Roger says, this is probably common, this probably happened to maybe most of the people listening to America Tonight, Katie, but I travel a bunch for work. I'm probably gone 3 days out of the week, and I don't know, maybe 10 days, 15 days out of the month, depends on the month and all that kind of stuff, but I travel a bunch. So I have a couple of different bags, mostly the black rollers, and I've got really two black rollers and one other blue bag, but I mostly take the black rollers. It seems that everybody has black roll-on bags, and when it came off, this one time when I was coming back from Detroit, it came off of the conveyor belt, It was going around and around, and I grabbed it, ran out of the airport, and lo and behold, it was not my bag. So I frantically went back to the airport, which was not close, and explained my mistake and hoped that I would get mine back. I never got my bag back, and in the meantime, I had turned in the other bag, so I got nothing out of the deal. I didn't really look so much inside the bag, so who knows what was in there. But I know they got some pretty good loot in my bag, including one of those small laptop computers. So that was a really dumb thing. I noticed that other people had ribbons or some identifier on their bag after that. Let me tell you, I had lots of identifiers on my black roll-on bags. You know what? That is probably very common, and that's why you see people that have ribbons or tags or whatever it is, because so many bags look similar. And you know what's really strange to me with all the crazy protection about you can't do this, and they issue, you know, when you check in, you get a bag tag. So if you check a bag, because of course you have to pay for it, if you check a bag, they give you, but they always have, they give you a number. They give you a receipt for it. And it's in your, it's on your boarding pass and stuff. But they never check them. There's only one place where I've seen them check them, and that's LaGuardia Airport. A lot of them have been Philadelphia, California. Recently, Austin, also Chicago, they don't, O'Hare, big airport, they don't check it. So I guess they figure it would be a nightmare, maybe, that if you checked everyone's bags, the tag, okay, here's the tag, and it matches the tag on your bag, go, like they do at LaGuardia, it would take too long, but boy, it seems kind of ridiculous, because then that would be a way to sniff out the wrong bag. And somebody could just come in really off the street and pretend they're waiting for someone to grab the bag. I mean, I'm not so certain that happens all the time, but it certainly could happen. So there you go. It is a dumb thing. You have to mark your bag. You have to have a tag on it. You have to have all those identifiers so that you can easily see it. And the black roller bags are very, very common. All right, one more. This one is from Jake, friend in Austin. Kate, I knew I was going to get a dumb thing in. Here is my dumb thing. I went shopping, early Christmas shopping. I had all kinds of presents. It was great. Got up to the counter. I didn't have my wallet. I had nothing, nada. I couldn't pay for anything. And then the guy said to me, "We're really busy. Would you mind putting that all back?" Yes, can I just leave the card? Ooh, that's a dumb thing. Always check your pants to make sure you have a wallet, for sure. If you've done something dumb, hey, out yourself. Send it to me, americatonight.net.
Relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.